I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Well, this Saturday, the third contest will be held in the Democratic presidential race. It's the Nevada caucuses, and it's the first chance to learn how an electorate with significant numbers of people of color will size up the two leading Democratic candidates. VPR's Patty Daniels reports.
A few hundred people are gathered at the East Las Vegas Community Center, where Dolores Huerta commands the room. The 85-year-old activist is warmly greeted as one of the founders of the National Farm Workers Association. There's frequent applause as she slips easily between Spanish and English, rallying the room to support her candidate, Hillary Clinton.
She can make it happen because she is a person that gets things done.
The Nevada Democratic Party organized this event to mobilize Latinos to register and caucus for the party this weekend. A couple of campaign surrogates spoke for Clinton and Sanders each, but the room seems noticeably tilted in favor of Clinton. And that's typical, says Cesar Vargas.
Well, this is run by the Democratic Party, so I was not surprised.
Vargas is the National Latino Outreach Coordinator for the Sanders campaign. And he pushes back on the idea that minorities are by default Clinton voters.
Now, I actually find that a little disrespectful to label Latinos or communities of color as a firewall, as if we're a political tool. No, you know, we are part of every group, and you should talk to us and engage with us in the same way that you'll talk with every group.
Nevada's population is just over half white. Among the minority demographic groups in the state, the Latino community is the largest, over 27% and growing. Latinos were called an untapped reservoir of potential voters in a report for Brookings Mountain West. Conventional wisdom and some polls have said that minority voters would favor Clinton over Sanders.
I don't think that she has an electoral lock. Minority votes are among Democratic voters more generally.
This is John Tooman, chair of political science at the University of Nevada at Las Vegas and co-author of that Brookings report. He says the Latino workforce here is concentrated in home construction and hospitality, and both were devastated by the 2008 recession. Unemployment among Latinos here went up to 18%, and long-term unemployment persisted. He says that makes economic issues a high priority for Latino voters here.
I think that's why Sanders' message might resonate among Latinos, but also among young Latinos here. And it's not that Clinton is not competitive on these issues, but I think Sanders has forced her to talk a lot more about a broader range of economic issues than she was really prepared to talk about.
Back at the East Las Vegas Community Center, the speeches are over, and so is the instructional session on how caucuses work. A Democratic Party worker is helping Adriana Martin and Jessica Garcia use their cell phones to find their caucus precincts. Like Nevada's Latino population in general, Martin and Garcia are young. They're actually seniors at Rancho High School near here. Dolores Huerta might have encouraged them to vote for Hillary, and John Tooman might have predicted economics as the drivers. But these two young caucus-goers have other ideas in mind.
Bernie, well, I feel like he's been consistent. I mean, he voted against the Iraq war, so I was like, okay. And Hillary did vote for the war, so I'm just like, okay, I'm going to side on the one where I feel where there's better.
I like the fact that he wants to lower college tuition, of course, since I'm about to go into college myself. And then I also like the income equality. I like the fact that he doesn't accept any money from Wall Street.
Martin and Garcia say they appreciate the effort that the campaigns and others are making to get young people like them to caucus on Saturday. And they say it's exciting that the first time they get to vote, it will be for president. For VPR News, I'm Patty Daniels in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And this reminder that you can tune in this Saturday night at 7 o'clock for live coverage of the South Carolina Republican primary and Nevada Democratic caucuses from NPR.